Craig always makes me feel good.
Hungry. I'm hungry for more positive music on the greatest gardening show in Southern FM. We'll be back. You have crossed over into the after show. We've got lots coming up. We've got Molly May. We've got special guests. We've got Fluoro and Pixie the Wonder Dog.
Sounds of the Bayside. 88.3 Southern FM.
This is Diana Ross with I'm Coming Out. You are listening to The After Show. Molly's on the pots and pans. Now, that's radio slang for panelling. And who's been doing your panelling for the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 2 months? I think it's been Andy Moradis.
That's right.
He's been fantastic, hasn't he? And he is in Sydney right now.
Making people laugh.
Making people laugh. He's a comedian. And I am a filmmaker. Did you know I'm a filmmaker? Of course you knew I'm a filmmaker.
When you're filming...
Yeah.
I'm very aware of it.
You're very aware of it. I say, quiet on the set, please. That's what I say.
Apart from the fact you take over the whole house, yes. Most of it.
Yes, that's what we did last
filming
weekend.
Filming in the kitchen, and I had Indeed. To keep squeezing past the actor to make myself a cup of tea.
Now, if you like a little bit of a chuckle, if you like quirkiness, jump onto the most famous video streaming platforms in the world. You can go to my channel. It's Fluoro Chambry. Just type into the internet, Fluoro Chambry, and you can see my movies. There's canned laughter in the background. I don't know why that is. I love films and I love TV. We've been watching a political satire called The Regime. Not The Regimen, as the Americans would say it, The Regime. And it stars Kate Winslet. Oh, God, isn't Kate Winslet gorgeous?
Oh, she's like a fine wine. She's just getting better and the more mature she becomes.
And the costumes, Molly.
They were tailored so superbly. Everything fitted her like a glove.
The series depicts a year within the palace of a crumbling authoritarian regime.
In the middle of Europe.
After not leaving the palace for quite some time, Chancellor Eleanor Wareham becomes increasingly paranoid and unstable and turns to a volatile soldier as an unlikely confidant. His name's Zubak. And Zubak, as his influence over the Chancellor grows, Elena's attempts to expand her power eventually result in the palace and the country fracturing around her. Yes, it's a great show. It's well acted. It's well written. The sets are amazing.
Stunning.
They must have spent a lot of money on hiring a beautiful residence. Don't know where they filmed it. It's not your typical American show because it's not based in America. They may have made it in America. But, yeah.
And there's a few other actors in there that might just surprise you.
Yes. Martha Plimpton. Now, last night we were watching The Goonies. Now, if you remember The Goonies.
1985. What a great year that was. That was the year I got my first poodle.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh,
and what was her name?
Cassie.
Fantastic. Now, Martha Plimpton, in The Goonies, she was a part of the whole entourage that were hunting for treasure. The two girls, one was after Josh Brolin, the older guy, and the other one, played by Martha Plimpton, the blonde girl in that movie, she was fantastic. She's also in The Regime. So there you go. You can find Regime on a popular streaming service. All you need to do is type into the internet The Regime, and as soon as you do that, it'll pop up and it'll let you know where you can get this wonderful TV show. I highly recommend it. 5 stars.
Mm. Hugh Grant, even, isn't it?
Hugh's been in a lot. He's actually been in the
not
recent...
Not for much, but for enough.
And not for enough, yeah.
I'm liking these roles that Hugh Grant's taking on, where he is doing something other than playing a toffee-nosed, insipid idiot.
He had this style of acting that they'd get him to do all the time, which was...
Bumbling, insipid, toffee-nosed.
He's eliminated that. He's got more depth. He's had a checkered past, but who doesn't? He's a great actor. He's a very grumpy person, apparently. You watch an interview, type into your video internet interviews with this man. Very grumpy. He obviously doesn't like interviews. And look, just because you're an actor doesn't mean that you like all the glitz and glamour, and you don't, and it doesn't mean that you love talking about yourself. He hates talking about himself.
So do I.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I believe that one.
Do you want to go crazy or move on up?
Move on up is by...
Curtis Mayfield.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Sit back, relax, enjoy.
Destination, though you may find from time to time complication.
Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up.
Yeah, a great song. Funky, but, you know, really accessible to all kind of listeners.
I like that. I could change my name to Molly Mayfield.
Yeah.
Or Molly Mayflower.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, you had a caller last week.
I did. The lovely Stephen was...
Hi, Steve.
...was in his car listening to the radio, and he stumbled across me, and wow, he really liked what he heard, because I was talking about the Yarra Valley Autumn Plant Fair and Garden Expo, which is on today and
today,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Oh, you want to go tomorrow?
At 120, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go.
125 Quail, Quayle Road, Wandin, Victoria.
Wow.
If you want to get tickets, go to yarravalleyplantfair.com.au.
Now, let me tell you a little bit about volunteer radio announcers. Molly's a volunteer here. She doesn't get paid to do what she does. She does it because she wants to spread positivity and love. Now, the thing is, it can get a little bit monotonous sitting in a studio doing your show and not hearing any feedback. It's really important.
Well, I'm quite relieved as long as it's not going sort of feedback.
Yeah. So the point I'm getting at is you've got a responsibility to give feedback and call in and text. Now, if you're listening, it would be great to hear from you. The text line at this particular station is 0404 000 736. Or you can also email, if you're shy, to studio@southernfm.com.au. Thank you.
And if you're really old-fashioned like me, you can pick up the old landline or your mobile and call us on 9088 6466.
Yep. I'll be here to answer it, so yeah, you can call.
Oh, it's ringing already. Let's have a song. Before we have a song, we will pay homage to our sponsors. Take it away, Craig Kirstry.
Hi, I'm Craig Kirstry from Edible Gardens. I'm going to let you in on a secret. You can grow edibles in your existing garden and you don't need a veggie patch. Let me show you how by booking an online consultation or purchase one of my books from craigkirstry.com.au. Remember, the future is backyard farming.
Southern FM sponsor.
It's Ian Healy, and I'm here to talk to you about back pain and Kesar. If you're one of the 80% of Australians who suffer from back pain, it's tempting to do nothing, but this can cause weaknesses down the road. The best place to start with back pain is exercise, and the best place to exercise is Kesar. Kesar's physios and Swiss-designed strength training equipment help you build strength in a supervised environment. I go to Kesar, and you can too.
Book at one of our 19 clinics across Victoria. Visit keyser.com.au.
Southern FM sponsor.
Anzac Day commemorations across Bayside acknowledge service to our country in times of conflict, past and present. Beaumaris RSL will hold an Anzac march and service on Sunday, the 21st of April. The march will start at 2:45 p.m. at Beaumaris Concourse Green, Reserve Road, Beaumaris. The service will be held at 3 p.m. at Beaumaris Memorial Community Centre Forecourt and Cenotaph, 96 Reserve Road, Beaumaris. For more information, visit Beaumaris RSL's website.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
We'll be right back.
The Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited.
I'm excited.
Woo! I'm excited. That song reminds me of a film made in the 90s called Cozzy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right, because there was a an actor in there that done a version of that song, and
it was weird.
Remember, she always wore plastic dishwasher gloves, yellow dishwasher gloves.
That's right. I'd forgotten that.
Pamela Rabe. But I want you to sing the song like Pam did.
And for those of you who don't know, Pamela Rabe played Joan Ferguson Beat you to it.
Mm.
So she starts singing the Pointer Sisters song, but in a different vein, and it goes something like this. I'm so excited, and I just can't fight it.
She did it a bit faster.
I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
Yes, so that's 1996 that film came out. It was based on a play, okay? So this is this screenplay has been this is an adaptive screenplay for film. Now, starring a gigantic cast.
So Cozzy is not short for swimming costume. It's short for Cozzy fan tutte, which I think was a Mozart.
I have no idea. Anyway, the cast, huge cast. Ben Mendelsohn, who's doing really well in America. Barry Otto, Toni Collette, also doing really well in America. Rachel Griffiths, come back to Australia, is doing a lot of stuff on ABC. Colin Friels, haven't seen much of Colin, but remember him on Water Rats, amazing. Jackie Weaver, also doing huge over in America. Starred in a phenomenal film that won Oscars a couple of years ago, and also the lovely David Wenham. He was in Sea Change, and he was also in lots of blockbuster movies. Now,
and don't forget one of my all-time favourite singers, Colin Hay.
Oh, Colin's in it as well. He does
a
cameo.
Oh, he plays so the piano. Funny. He does.
That's right. Yep.
It is a really lovely film about a group of misfits that put on this production of Cozzy.
Lacking direction, Ben Mendelsohn's character, Lewis Riley, has difficulty holding down a job, you see.
Mm.
And he applies for a job as a director, like a drama teacher, at Mental Hospital, where he is expected to produce a variety show, aimed at the inmates' abilities. During auditions, Roy, played by Barry Otto, overwhelms the pushover Lewis. Selecting six cast members, Roy chooses Ruth, a whole bunch of, well, basically their patients, okay? Roy bullies Lewis into directing a production of the Mozart opera Cozzy fan tutte, despite it being elaborate. So this is a hard thing to do. So, you know, he's overreaching here, in Italian, requiring operatic voices. Errol, Colin Friels, a male nurse, suggests to Lewis the way to do it. Have the actors act out the storyline in translation, set to a background recording of the opera. Lewis grows resourceful in herding cats, dealing with the idiosyncrasies of each patient while developing a genuine attachment for each other. Doug burns down the theatre. The theater gets burned down, leading to Lewis getting fired. So we won't tell you any more about it. We don't want to spoil it if you haven't watched it.
It really is a feel-good movie, and it has that.
Do you like Australian drama?
I love Australian movies.
Mm.
And you know what I really, really like about Aussie movies is the beautiful flora and fauna.
Yeah, absolutely. No need to colour correct. We were watching a show the other day, we won't mention it, and it was showing the beautiful Australian forest. They had colour corrected it, so
everything had a blue teal tinge
about it. Now, it made the trees look nice, but it made everything else that was in blue shine out in a dull teal. I don't like colour correction. I'm a filmmaker. I believe in the purity of the lens.
Mm, I do too. And how could you possibly change the colour of nature to make it more appealing?
I'm not letting colour correction into my films. I'm not doing it.
That's what I love about Aussie films.
Yeah.
when you don't live in Australia for a while and you hear that sound, it's just so wonderful.
Let's have a song.
Let's have Shiny Happy People.
This is by REM. You're listening to The After Show with Molly May and special guest Fleur O'Shembri.
And Pixie Jean the Poodle.
Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
This is Destiny's Child, Survivor.
I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna work harder. I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it. I will survive. Keep on. happiness.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna blast you on the radio.
I'm better than that.
I'm not gonna lie to you and your family.
Hi, I'm Craig Castry from Edible Gardens. Is your garden in need of some expertise? Not sure when to prune, feed, not sure how to get the most from it? Well, let me help you out and book an online consultation or purchase one of my gardening books from craigcastry.com.au. Craig Castry from Edible Gardens.
Southern FM sponsor.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bendixson, Dementia Australia Ambassador. When you or someone you love is diagnosed with dementia, it can be a little overwhelming. What are the symptoms? What treatments are available? How do you access services and support? Fortunately, the answers are in the Dementia Guide audiobook. It gives you the expert, up-to-date information you need to live or care for someone with dementia. It's free and accessible. Get the Dementia Guide from the Dementia Australia website now.
The overture is about to start.
Revel in Cole Porter's award-winning score of witty, hummable hits as the Battle of the Sexes takes center stage in Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Victoria's presentation of Kiss Me, Kate. Bursting with fresh voices, high-energy dance and backstage shenanigans. On stage for five shows only at Alexander Theatre Clayton from the 2nd to the 5th of May. Book now at gsov.org.au.
The Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
Yes, you are listening. We're back. You're listening to the after show. Molly's on the pots and pans. Special guest Pixie is on the floor smelling the carpet.
Her bark's not even that big.
Now, we went somewhere last week.
We went to one of the shows in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
You've got to support these people. They're out there.
Local and live.
Local and live.
We went to the old Classic Cinema in Alston.
That's right.
And guess what I saw in the building?
What?
Because it's got that beautiful sort of Art Deco facade. And there was a tiny little bit, and it had a bottle brush growing out of a crack in it. I don't think it was planted there.
I once saw a fern grow out of a drain hole. You know those, you walk past these drain holes and they're about 2 metres down?
Mm-hmm.
It was growing in there. So life is going to find a way.
It'll always find a way.
It'll find a way. Even if we're gone, it's going to find a way. Life will win. Love will win. So this show that we watched, who was it? It was a guest that you had on last week on the after show.
I think it was the week before. Jeremy Moses.
Jeremy Moses. We saw him, and his one man show. It's called 157 Hours of Bad Slam Poetry. it'll take you places uncharted by mainstream comedy. Don't take the title of the show literally. It's a 45-minute to an hour show that will feel like 15 minutes on a quirky speed train with Jeremy's unusual take on an even more unusual life. This show is not your everyday generic comic shtick. That's right, I said shtick. It's a journey through the life of an Iraqi Jewish man growing up in Australia with various visual and physical disabilities. If you've never heard of this bad slam poetry, I've never heard of it before, have you?
It's a new thing.
Yeah, if you've never heard of bad slam poetry, you're in for a treat. It's not what it sounds like. It's dynamic.
It's bad as in good.
It's bad as in good. Dynamic, hilarious, the insights from the mind of a true comic. And it just so happens to rhyme. So there's a rhyming element about it. It's not like you're sitting up there listening to somebody recite poetry for half an hour. That's not the show. Jeremy also intersperses his slams with multi-dimensional prose, delightful vulgarities, and insanely amusing sight and audio gags. Now, it's sure to get you fully belly laughing from the start to finish. My stomach was sore. You know when you've been belly laughing for... He does these, he strikes these poses.
And he had that pathos too. Yep. So, you know, one moment you're kind of on the verge of tears rolling down your face and then snap, he gets
So what he's doing there is he's taking you on a journey.
It really is a journey.
And what he uses is the special technique coined by Billy Connolly, where he will run a joke, bring that joke back in, he'll run that joke into the ground, he'll bring it back again, he'll bring it back again, he'll bring it back again.
What was it? His great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
He does his great-grandfather's voice, and his great-grandfather's disappointed with him, and
it's just so funny.
It's hilarious. There are still, just because the comedy festival is over, there are still gigs out there to go and see. I think Andy will be back on next week, and we'll find out more about how his tour to Sydney went, and you'll be able to hear a bit more about, we could get Andy talk a little bit more about, maybe get him to do a gig guide on, that's a good idea.
Indeed.
Write that down. I'm only joking.
Commit that to
the live memory, and let's get Andy talking a bit more about his special talent, which is he's not just a comedian, he's also a compere. So he does what he does on your show. Okay, so
indeed.
It's basically he helps with segues. That's what he does. He's really good at pub trivia. We've been to his pub trivia shows. We think he's going to get back onto the pub trivia circuit.
Yep.
And as soon as he does, we'll be there and we'll let you know.
Because we love trivial things.
You've got another mate that does, has a show here that
Andy
does,
Burns.
He does pub
the late
trivia,
lunch
trivia
on a Thursday.
So I want to go pub trivia with him sometime
soon. You're going to have to wait a while because he's gone over to England to do some business there. And he's going to Turkey.
That guy's so talented. He's a mover and shaker. He's going to go places.
He's been on every quiz show in Melbourne you could imagine.
He's the best.
What was that, Pixie?
I want Lenny Kravitz because I love Lenny Kravitz because Lenny Kravitz has a sort of red blocky hair, a bit like mine.
We're going to take a photo of Molly with Pixie and put it on the Facebook page, Molly's Blooming Hour. Check it out.
Bad boy.
This is Prince and the Revolution. Let's go crazy.
We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Now, that's what I call a big finish. Wow. Gotta love Prince, the artist formerly known as. So, thank you for the pleasure of your company today. I've had a wonderful time. It's getting a little bit chilly now and it's dark. Lovely Diane and joyful Julie are warming up and they are going to keep you company from 6 bells till 8 with Love This City, with talk and music, and it's lovely and light-hearted. So, keep on listening to Southern FM. I would like to thank today's guests. My special guest was Fluro Shembri. My little lapdog was Pixie. And I spoke to Philip Vaughan from the Perennial Australian Perennial Plant Collection. And Craig Castry, Edible Garden Guru. I will be back at the same time next week. Thank you again for joining me and take care. Yeah.
for me.